We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello. And welcome to Champions League Strategies. We're talking Wednesday, Champions League, DraftKings, two-game slate. I'm Adam Zdrojek, joined by Luis Pacheco. Luis, this is it. Atletico Madrid down 1-0. How excited are you for this beautiful game after Atletico at zero shots in the first meeting?
Hey, you know, Real Madrid has zero shots against PSG and nobody says anything, but, you know, hey, nobody remembers if you win. I mean, honestly, it's just the good thing about Simeone and the bad thing about Simeone is, like, he knows when his team is clearly inferior to the other team. And happens with Manchester City, happened with Bayern Munich when Pep Guardiola was there. You know, we went through. Happened with Liverpool a couple of years ago. So, you know, at least... You know, the problem with looking for a result, if you don't get the result, you look bad, right? So, you know, Atletico didn't get the result. If it would have been a tie, we would have been happier, right? But, I mean, 1-0 is not bad.
The worst thing, yeah.
It's not the worst thing, but, you know, I mean, it's just, can Atletico make any damage on Manchester City? I mean, I think they're going to use the strategy I used to do in bars in Nashville when I was single. You know, my accent will work for 15 minutes. And if you close the deal in 15 minutes, I have to move on. You know, my accent was for, oh, cute, you have an accent too. Oh, this guy is kind of creepy. So, you know.
I did not see this coming. Okay.
So that's the strategy that Simeone is going to do. I think they're going to try to come all in. I'm not sure it's going to be the first 15 minutes. I believe that... considering that Manchester City has such a firepower, maybe they're going to try to save their energies and try to find for the opportunity, right, to score. We don't know. Manchester City comes for a tough game against Liverpool, so that might help, and they have to play another tough game on Saturday against Liverpool. So, I mean, saying all this is like, hey, I'm not going to play anyone in Atletico. I mean, unless the prices are good, but any player in Atletico, it feels that I'd rather go play someone in Benfica, which I feel they're going to be more free-flowing and they're going to try to attack. You know, if I can get 5 points out of Griezmann, probably I can get 5 points out of Gonzalo Ramos. So,
yeah, that was kind of the thought. That's basically the strategy we took last week, and it ended up working. We just assumed it's like there's no reason to use like the Atletico guys in this matchup, especially the forwards, like how much of the ball they're going to have in that situation. And then the other matchup just seems a little more up and down. But just in terms of Atletico here at home, how big of a factor do you think playing at home means? Do you think that's going to change anything, or how do you think this match is going to go? Like, you can look at their numbers at home in league play, and, you know, they're obviously better. Goal differential plus 15 compared to away from home is only plus 4. But this matchup is, you know, a little different than playing in La Liga. So,
yeah, I mean, like, think about it. Does Manchester United play different at home against Manchester City? Probably
Maybe.
not. I mean, it's just there. It's just a matter of like, I mean, the way they play, it's hard. Like Atletico play against, the Champions League is being tough. We play against Liverpool in the first round. Unlike Real Madrid, and plays against Sheriff Tiraspol, what a lucky team. But it's Atletico can play something similar to what they did against Liverpool, right? So they may be a little bit forward, but we just don't have the level. And the problem with Atletico has is just doesn't have the defensive, let's say fortitude to kind of withstand the attack for like 90 minutes as they did against Bayern Munich. So, that's what I think Atletico is going to try to do. Like, usually, I don't know if you remember against Bayern Munich or even Liverpool, or when Atletico went to the finals, when they have a really much inferior team than Barcelona, they just try to get for 15 minutes, try to get a goal, and then it's just, they put 11 man in the box, so the 5-2-5 is going to be 11-0-0. So I don't know. I mean, I just think that.
So you think they come out attacking for 15 minutes and then sit back and then wait until, if it's still scoreless in late in the second half, then they start pushing again, kind of a thing?
Yeah, that's all we have. That's honestly that's all we have. I mean, it's just not many teams can beat a Manchester City. I mean, attacking. I mean, Liverpool might be the only one, and they still lost. So, or the tie, but
Whoa. Liverpool fans will not be happy if you say they
sure
lost.
they're not. I'm sure they're happy after Villarreal killed Bayern today. So.
Oh, yeah, that is true. So, just looking at the odds here, Liverpool stands out, 2.47 implied goal total. Manchester City 1.66, similar to last week. It's supposed to be a lower scoring match, but maybe this time I feel like Benfica was maybe above one implied goal total last week. Now they're at 0.82. So Benfica has a smaller implied goal total than Atletico Madrid. So that's another wrinkle we have here. But I mean, we look at the goal scoring odds and it's like, okay, Liverpool, Liverpool, Liverpool. I mean, it depends who starts. There's a chance like Salah doesn't start because he really hasn't been looking his best. And again, they're up two goals right now. So maybe he's one of the guys that's rested. I think no matter what, it looks like Luis Diaz is going to start just because he didn't start against Man City over the weekend. So he's probably a must right there, but he's 8,300. And I guess we got to start with so Riyad Mahrez, 10.6. That's more expensive than Benzema, Lewandowski. I mean, you got the set pieces in here, but you're in Madrid. And you're already up a goal. So I mean, I'm not going to be spending on Salah even in the matchup at 10.3. Like, even if he starts, sure, he could get a brace in 60 minutes, but he hasn't been playing his best. Are you spending up for either of these guys, Mahrez or Salah, on this one?
I mean, you just summarize this late in two words. It's very hard to pay anything, but you have to play someone. Like, for safety, I mean, you can go Riyad Mahrez, obviously. I mean, in Salah star, I mean, Salah is even more expensive, so at least you know that. Well, no, Mars is a little bit more expensive, but at least you got to think that maybe Atletico can score. Maybe.
Do
I've
you
had
think
more.
Griezmann starts, or like we're projecting Felix and Griezmann, but I think UEFA has Correa maybe as their projected 11 there.
No, I don't think it's going to be Correa. Correa is usually the guy who steers the pod. I think it's going to be the same, more or less the same team. I think it's, I mean, I'm not sure if it's gonna be the Paul and Koke and Kondogbia probably. I wish that Jimenez was healthy, but he's not. So, I mean, Carrasco or Lodi might be the only different there. So I think that the team you have there is the right team. It's just Carrasco or Renan Lodi. Let's see who is in better shape. Yeah, I think so. I mean, as you say, is Salah the problem with Liverpool has is they probably want to start a strong team. But they might rest some people at the end, right? So it's hard to get Salah, especially when when he doesn't have set pieces in a game, then they might not be motivated to score two goals, right? So I gotta say, I have to go to Riyad Mahrez first. I feel that Sterling is kind of cheap, like any Man City striker. I won't go there. I think if you for cash, you play De Bruyne and Mahrez, then you fill the rest of the spots with the guys you like, right? So
I don't know.
I'm not excited either. I mean, this lay sucks, but it's just if you want to play it, you got to play someone, right?
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, I mean, you're pointing out Mahrez. I just feel like it makes more sense to just do De Bruyne instead of doing both with Mahrez and De Bruyne here, two guys that are, you know, in that 10K range. Like, I just feel like Luis Diaz is. He's near a must play on this slate in terms of cash games, just because I think he's going to start, and I think he's most likely to go the full 90 of Liverpool's front three, like no matter who starts, because, I mean, Salah, Mane, and Jota, they all started against Manchester City, and Diaz only played 20 minutes. So I think he's most likely to go 90.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point, maybe it's 70 minutes in, those guys get subbed off and Liverpool don't care anymore. And then maybe that doesn't matter in the end. But it just
revenge game too. He knows the team very well.
I mean, he had a goal and assist in the first one. So
I like Luis Diaz, obviously. I do. I mean, just a matter of like, hey, you still have to play Pretty Penny. I mean, to say, you know, like for safety, probably you want to play Mahrez. Mahrez when, you know, obviously Atletico doesn't, I mean, they don't need to attack, but if Atletico score a goal, they might need to. You know, Mahrez can give you 10 points. I mean, if Luis Diaz can give you 10 points as well, obviously. I mean, I'm saying you can either go Liverpool, I mean, for cash, if you want to be safe. I mean, the only one with floor there is Mahrez. I mean, do I want to play him? No, obviously not. But I understand if you want to play, you know, Luis Diaz or somebody in Liverpool instead of the Manchester City guys. I totally get it. I mean, then the problem I have is like, who else are you going to play? Like, because I don't want to play TAA. I mean, I don't really want to play Robertson. I mean, those guys are not as productive, especially in these matches, but
there's a slight chance Foden starts again. Any consideration at 7,900 there?
Yeah, I like Foden, yeah. Foden killed us, so. Foden was a different. Foden made the pass. Foden made the pass to kill us. It was amazing. Yeah, I like Foden, obviously. I mean, of all the guys, I think you can play Mahrez because I think you should play Everton, right? Like Everton at 4,000. 4,200. He was really good on the reverse match, and he has some set pieces. So you get a guy for 4,000. You can play expensive guys everywhere, right? So
yeah, Everton 4,200. I guess. I mean, you got Ramos at 3,500.
So. That's it. Wasn't bad either. So I mean, I like those Benfica guys. So it helps you. You can stack Liverpool and Man City and get a couple of those Benfica guys and you're in good shape, right?
Yeah, so we're probably ignoring Felix at 6,800, Griezmann 5,900. I mean, because you have these other, you have the Benfica guys, really. I mean, they're expected to probably have the same amount of opportunities as Atletico Madrid, so why don't you just go with the Benfica guys?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then we have Darwin Nunez tour, right? The beauty contest tour, right? He's selling himself, so
6,000, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. I mean, for all those guys, I think the, you know, if you don't want to play Manchester City guys, or if you want to stack Manchester City or Liverpool, you can go with the Benfica guys. I think Everton is decent. Gonzalo Ramos as well for 3,500. If you need a cheap guy, you can, you know, put someone in the. Most of those guys are midfielder forward. So you can get Gonzalo Ramos in a forward spot and then the other guys in the midfield spot. So doesn't feel bad. Rafa is not bad either, but a 5.4 I think is expensive. So I will go with this, these cheap guys with Everton and Ramos. So
Yeah, just hope that it
Yeah.
is an up and down match. Maybe like Liverpool get a couple goals early and it's just, up and
Yeah.
down, and these teams are, they
Yeah.
assume the game's pretty much over, so it's a little more open than Liverpool trying to defend and go for the clean sheet kind of a thing. But
Red, yep, agree.
so midfielder, we mentioned De Bruyne, 10K. I feel like
Who's
he's the
what?
must.
Yeah.
He's more like, I mean, they have a lot of matches and they're just coming off that Liverpool game, but I feel like just compared to Mahrez, like, I mean, we saw it in the first leg. De Bruyne, like, he's playing the best he has all season. He's more likely to go full 90.
Yeah.
Like, he's scoring a bunch. I mean, he's taking as many set pieces as Mahrez. So
Yep.
I don't really see a reason to go Mahrez over him if you're deciding between the two. But I mean, otherwise in the midfield, it's basically you got a bunch of dual eligible midfield forwards, and then you kind of go down the list, and it's like, what even is what's even on this slate? You got Naby Keita here. I'm sure he'll be getting some looks.
Yeah. I think that to me it's like Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, if Jack Grealish star might not be a bad play. I like Carrasco at that price. He did well on the other match, and Carrasco is a guy that Atletico relies on when we need to. I mean, he has speed to run forward. He can help. So, I think he have a. I mean, a decent match in the reverse. I don't know how many fancy points, but I know he did well because he had several shots and crosses. So, I mean, for 4,800, I can play Carrasco.
Carrasco was hurt for the first leg, I believe.
Oh,
Or
was he
actually,
the
no,
hurt?
he was suspended. Sorry, he was suspended, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm talking, yeah, no, I'm talking about the weekend match, which we
Yeah,
actually
against
lost. Sorry.
Mallorca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So yeah, I mean, Mallorca, Man City,
Yeah,
similar
this all the
teams.
same,
Similar
all the
teams.
same. We lost 1-0 to both, so great.
There you
So no,
go.
I agree. I mean, if Carrasco plays, not bad. If he doesn't, I don't know. It's a bunch of nobodies. I mean, I'd rather play Gonzalo Ramos at 3,500 than Llorente at 3,000. But it's a matter of taste. If you need a salary, I mean, you can stack, as I say. You can if you want to play Mahrez, De Bruyne. Salah, and you can play Marius De Bruyne and Luis Diaz, and you still have salary, I think, unless you want to play the Liverpool guys. I mean, you want to play Robertson or Tsimikas and TAA or Milner. I don't know who's going to play, but I feel that TAA might get a rest, but not sure. So,
Yeah, there's a chance Robertson and TAA get rested. I mean, there's
yeah,
no,
so.
can't really
We can tell
know.
that. We know we
Yeah.
go for what we got him. But the things like, I mean, how I think TAA is like 7,000, right? So it's just hard to the output is hasn't been there in Champions League, so
Yeah, this is just in terms of midfield only, this has to be one of the uglier slates I've seen. Just
yep.
to
Midfielder, forward, defense, goalkeeper.
I guess there's a chance Gundogan starts. He started that first game, but I mean, it's 6,700.
Yeah, we're talking about a strategy. Do the flipping coin strategy. Just flip it. Or just put the print the CSV and start throwing darts and,
mean, I think you just got to look at the Liverpool midfielders, the Man City
Yeah.
midfielders. You got Rodri at 41. There's a chance Fernandinho starts 4,000. He just said he probably won't be at Man City today, and that was a big thing that came out.
Yeah. Pep didn't know. Pep say, "Oh, I didn't know that."
Yeah. So it seems like this may be a chance for Fernandinho to start. I mean, he's hope for 5 points from his 4K right there, but
Yeah.
that's
I
kind of
mean,
what we're left with, really.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, for these prices, if you need something cheap, I will go. Yeah, Koke or Llorente for me are not bad plays at those prices, like I'm not.
So would you rather spend down if it comes to it? Like, you mentioned Ramos earlier, so you'd rather like spend down Ramos. He's forward only, so he's 3,500. You got Everton, You can play him at midfield as well, 4,200. Would you rather play like those guys in a forward spot or spend down on one of these midfielders?
If I have to rank, I will say Ramos over Koke and Llorente. But so in that case, yes. I mean, it's just a matter of like, the guys you want to play, they're all midfielder forward, right? I think Luis Diaz is midfielder forward. Mahrez is as well. The Liverpool guys are the two of them. So it's not like that you need the forward spot someone else. So in fact, So I think Ramos will be great. I think Everton is the top of my list. If you only want to play one, I think Everton, because he has a floor, might be better than Gonzalo Ramos. I
You're
like
really
Gonzalo.
high on Ramos. I had him last week and he just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm high on the salary. I'm high on the, hey, I get a guy that might give me, how many points he got? Let me see, Gonzalo Ramos. He did like 4 points. Well,
I've seen worse. I've seen worse.
I mean, Everton did 12, so just play Everton.
Yeah, you need that 700 extra though.
Yeah, but I mean, who else are you gonna play? Like, I mean, if you don't need it, I mean, I understand that, but let's. I mean, it feels that you have salary unless you wanna play, TA and Robo, which I'm not sure if I want to.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, speaking of that, let's go to defender here.
Yeah,
If
there's nothing else yet.
they both start, 7,500, 7,200, like we saw last game. I mean, they didn't have a ton of corners. TAA had four crosses, which is pretty low for him, 7.4 points. And then you got Robertson. He had an assist, so his numbers were a little better. But it's not like, even in this situation, this isn't match where they're going to be racking up like 10 plus crosses kind of a thing. Like, I don't think they're going to be, full
Yeah.
go attack kind of a thing. So,
I agree. It just feels that it feels that Liverpool, when it's in these favorable matches, when the other team have to find the game, they just sit back and then just TA hits those 60 yarders, and they
just launches
land on
it
the
up the
chest
field.
of Salah or Mane. Like, I mean, like one of the Liverpool goal was amazing. Like this pass for like 60 yards. So they just stay back, unless they need to attack. I mean, you're not gonna see it forward, which they might. Benfica is definitely the weakest team, so
I
I mean,
mean, okay, so we say this, but I'm looking at the numbers against Inter Milan here, and TAA had a floor of 18.6 points. He had two shots, five chances created, 11 crosses. So like they were up 2-0 in that tie, and then they lost that 1-0.
yeah.
So I mean, I guess that kind of goes against what we say, but
Yep.
that is one. That's only one match, so.
I get it. I get it. I totally get it. I think you can play both, honestly. I mean, if you don't want, I mean, you don't want to play Maris. You don't want to play anyone else. You just want to play De Bruyne, and you can play these two guys, I guess. I mean, I can make a lineup. I mean, if you put TAA, Robertson, and Kevin De Bruyne, and let's say you put a cheap goalie Odiseas or All Black, you still have 5,400 per position. So, you can put Everton somewhere. Then you can put whatever you want, Luis Diaz here. And then you have 4,500. So you have money for different guys. So.
If Tsimikas started, would he be automatic kind of a thing at 6,200? Just a little easier to
Yeah, I
play.
think so. I mean, that's not a bad price for those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a comment here. Naby Keita is +210 to score. That cannot be correct.
Well, sometimes they just give you those weird odds. So they try to hook you in, but obviously, he was amazing on the other match, I think. So fantasy wise.
Yeah, he scored in, it must have been a Premier League match that he recently scored in. I'm gonna pull these up. I believe we grabbed these from FanDuel, so I'm just gonna double check here while we're in the show. But
Yeah. Hey, no worries. I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, it's Keita had those
yeah,
kind
he's
of good
plus
corner.
750, so something. Wait, no, this is first goal scorer. Here we go. All right. He's +210. Something's incorrect here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't seem right, but I guess people will look at that, and the people that plug into their Excel spreadsheets are going to plug in those goal odds, and Naby Keita at 4,300 is going to be 50% in cash games. That's kind of what it seems like now.
Yeah. Hey, it could be right. So, I mean,
Good luck.
good luck, right? Good luck. Like,
So,
I can see playing those guys. I mean, do you have any interest in Grimaldo at that price? I don't, but.
we passed over Cancelo. Are we ignoring Cancelo in the spot at Atletico here? 6,500, that seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot.
He was the same price last match. That was at home. They weren't up a goal. So,
He did well. I mean, I like Cancelo too. I can see that.
yeah, I mean, he's always in play to make the score sheet just because of how good he is, how much he gets up the field. But 6,500 in this spot, and there's no set pieces, so that's definitely relevant. Yeah, so Grimaldo here, it was last week where I probably topped a couple tournaments, except I had Grimaldo instead of Gilberto. And Gilberto, he's 1K cheaper. He won six tackles, 10 points about Grimaldo. Like, if the set pieces aren't there, is Grimaldo worth it? That's kind of what the question comes to.
Yeah, Gilberto is good too. I think you have a good point there. For 4,000, you can definitely put it on your util, and then you can play whoever guys. I mean, you have decent money for midfielder and goalie. So it also feels that I mean, even if you play Gonzalo Ramos or Everton, you can go with Alisson. I mean, if you don't want to play the cheapest goalie. So you can maybe spend a goalie and maybe that's the play. I mean, it feels so random. Like all those guys on the 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 midfielders, since they all can outscore each other, right? Like we don't know who's going to do better. Like as you say, Naby Keita that have 9 points to have a good goal in scoring odds. Maybe Rodri does well. Henderson maybe does well, or Fabinho, who knows, right? But in that case, if you play Gilberto, you have money to buy Alisson, which I feel that's probably the safest goalie.
Yeah, 5,900. So just in terms of the Benfica match, we talked about Atletico, but for the Benfica match, like, they had three corners last match. If you want to play Grimaldo, how do you think this game is going to go? Do you think they're just going to be like, even if they want to attack, like, how much does that matter against Liverpool?
Yeah. I'm with you. Like at 5,000, things are gonna be expensive. So yeah,
'Cause I like
5,000. Yeah.
Grimaldo has had those awesome games against Ajax, 'cause he racked up corners. He had 10 corners in those two matches.
Yeah,
But
but
remove those
Ajax is not. It's not.
Like, remove those corners, remove those chances created, and which are connected. So, like, that's why you're getting the 6 points. So I'm not sure he's worth it, really, unless Benfica are awesome and they they score a couple goals and they're on the attack more than we think. But I just
Yeah.
don't think like their midfield's gonna be able to hold on to the ball against Liverpool. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm with you. I'm thinking now you convinced me. Like I was in Grimaldo first, and then it's like, well, the reality is like, I mean, not gonna be many opportunities unless,
Unless that
because
is like a 4-2 up and down match like that, but
yeah. I don't know. It doesn't feel that way. So yeah, I think Gilberto might be even a better play. Like,
yeah, I mean, I said it last week about Benfica. Like I think they're third in the Portuguese table. So it's not like they're even the best Portuguese team. Like this is a mediocre team. They got here through some favorable matchups against Ajax, stole that one, and like.
yep.
I don't know. Like this isn't a good matchup for him. Is I guess what needs to be said here. And I mean, you could see that in the odds. So.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I mean, I was gonna suggest the Manchester City center backs and Laporte almost score, and Atletico is not as good aerially lately. So
Yeah.
you know,
So what the
but
heck
it's 4,000.
we got 3,900 and 3,800 for these guys. I was all over Rudiger today at 3,100.
Yeah,
Thank you, Rudiger.
he was nice. Yeah.
but it's a little difficult. It's a little more difficult when you got the Man City guys at 39 and 38. So I
And they don't
guess
have to attack like Rudiger have today. Like I play Lucas Hernandez instead of Rudiger, so he wasn't bad, but not as good as
yeah,
Rudiger's.
Van Dijk's 41 too, and then you figure Konate will probably start at 3,600. So it's like you don't even really have one of these cheaper center backs to go down to. So.
Yeah, I think Gilberto, now that you mentioned, Gilberto is usually the more tackle guy, and he seems to, have some sort of floor. Without set pieces. So,
So we're going for him for
yeah.
seven tackles, one in this game. Is that what we're doing? Okay, let's do
Yeah, that's
that.
what we're doing. Seven tackles, three interceptions, maybe a shot on target.
If Lodi starts, is there any consideration at 4,500?
I will. I liked him. I mean, but it's just I mean, I like the white players on Atletico. Just I mean, I don't know how much is Bersalico, but I mean,
You don't want him.
it's just a matter of like, it's just, I mean, Atletico is not going to be a all full on attack. I mean, we can't sustain it. Just we can't. It's just the reality of the match, of the reality of our situation. Like, we have good forwards, but, nothing compared to Manchester City. So he's going to sit back. He's going to try to find his opportunity. We'll see if we have it. So.
Yeah, I would not use Kyle Walker at 4,600. I'll say that. I would not use him.
I mean, I don't think I have ever played Kai Walker. I don't think I have ever played him. Ever.
I have played him, but not on a slate like this.
Yeah, not a 4,000. I mean, if you play like, it's 3,000 or something like that, it is. I think, yeah, I just can't.
His only good matches come against Norwich City. So there you
Yeah. Think about it.
go.
No, man. This place is miserable. It's just, I
Okay.
wish, I mean, like, even as an Atletico fan, I say, oh, maybe I can get a João Félix for 4,500. No, I mean, like, no, you could get a João Félix for 7,000, or, oh, I'm like, I can't just play on those guys for the particular amount of money when Sterling is 7,000,
Right.
when Luis Diaz is 8,000. So it's just, I mean, I don't know, for some reason the DK algorithm hates Atletico, or it just really likes Atletico, I guess, for the salaries. I guess it's just what it is, but
So you mentioned Ellison earlier, 5,900. 5,900, okay. He doesn't make a ton of saves. He's not one of these goalkeepers. He's not like David De Gea, who even wins, he's making eight saves kind of a thing. He doesn't seem to make a ton of saves. So you have that, but
in
you
Liverpool
also have
doesn't have
the,
many shots, so
yeah, but you have the, if Benfica push, I mean, we've kind of been touched on that. I mean, even if Benfica push, how good are they? How will that even work? Ederson 5,500, Oblak 4,000, Vlachodimos 3,700. Man, this is also a tough goalkeeping slate. I mean, where do you go? I mean, do you just go with Alisson if you have the money here and just hope for the win clean sheet? But or do you just go Vlachodimos and hope Liverpool don't score four goals?
I think it will depend on what the savings will give you, right? Like I feel that, it's anyone like in defense or in midfield, anyone that is 5,000-6,000 that you want to play instead of the guy at 35,000-4,000, right? So that is my problem. Like it's just a, let's go, you got from Allison to Odysseus, right? So it's just that it's a 2,000, something like that, 2,000 savings, right? So that gives you what? Like I give you a midfielder on the 5,000 range, and they all
It's
stink.
basically, I just did it here. Like, you can go in a build that I have, you can go from Sadio Mane at 9,100, or like if you go with Alisson, then you're kind of stuck in like the 7K range, which is no one. So, I mean, this is a utility spot, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's just as we say, let's say you play Kevin De Bruyne and then you play Luis Diaz, right? Let's say you're going to go Alexander Arnold and Robertson. We're going to put Gilberto
I mean,
in this.
you're not gonna have the money for Alisson with that lineup.
Yeah, in that lineup, well, you can put Everton and then you have, well, no, you need something. Yeah, it's going to be hard with those guys. Yeah, that case, yeah, you can't play Everton. So I mean, it feels on the other side like I mean, goalie seems to be so random, so maybe just play whoever you can afford. And I mean, I wish I can play Alisson, but it feels that it's like I can't even play a midfielder for 3,000, so
You
not
almost
even.
have to punt at three positions to get Alisson.
Yeah. So yeah, so well, let's go Odysseus, and then you get the problem with Odysseus is like who you get a midfielder, like let's say a midfielder in the for 5,000. So who you want to play?
Keita, +210
Yeah,
odds to score.
obviously Keita. That's it, done. Keita, that's in. So
Lock him in.
Keita and Oblak or Odysseus, whoever you want.
I mean,
That's it.
just put together a whole lineup of central midfielders and hope for the best. I think you can do
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
got Carrasco, Henderson, Kondogbia, Fernandinho, Keita. Just plug all those guys in.
Yeah.
I think that's the
Yeah,
route to go.
rotate that guy, and whoever scores more points is winning, right? So.
Yeah, that lineup definitely needs Bernardo Silva too, because he's always he's a GPP winner. So get him in there, and then you can
Oh man.
afford Alisson. So there you go. There's your team.
Yeah.
All
Oh God.
right. So yesterday, or yeah, yesterday, you said Bayern Munich will score one goal. It was 1-1, but you also said Chelsea would not score a goal. So I guess on one side of that, you did say that Loftus-Cheek would start on the wing. He did, but Chelsea also scored three goals. So what are your projections for today's games?
So we're gonna do this. Liverpool gonna win 2-0, and Atletico wins 1-0 and in penalty shootout. Done. Now, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna say that the reality is probably Manchester City wins 1-0,
That's kind of what I'm thinking, yeah.
and then Liverpool Benfica. I don't think Benfica can score, but that doesn't mean they're not gonna try. So I just don't know what Liverpool, how seriously is gonna Liverpool gonna take this match. Like, probably they want to score one goal. I'm gonna say Liverpool 2-0, and then Man City, like take the under in Atletico Man City and take Liverpool +1, I guess. Instead of doing gambling.
Yeah, I did have a pretty good day overall. So I took under in the Bayern Munich match, under 2.5 goals was like +220.
Nice.
And then I put together Chelsea money line over 5.5 corners and over 5 shots on target, and that was like +450, and that one hit too. So
Nice, nice. Good job, man. You're breaking in.
yeah, did you have success in your lineups or what happened?
Yeah, no, I did well today. I play
Oh wait, okay. I see you in the one of these $5 double ups here. I see you in fifth place. I'm in first.
Yeah, I did well. I mean, overall, I mean, the difference, I play Lucas Hernandez instead of Rudiger. But
So, oh, you
I
went
went with
Kovacic. Holy cow.
it. I needed someone cheap. I needed some flair.
You know,
I like Kovacic. I mean, obviously, I wanted. So this was my thinking. I saw that he was Loftus-Cheek, and Reece James. So you say it on the RotoWire chat. Probably Reece James is going to be right center back, and I agree on that. It's like he's the only one that can probably keep up with Vinicius. So, and Christensen have such a bad game the last match. They just do that. I wanted Timo Werner, but for some reason I chicken out because I say, well, Mount should do well, and I went with Lewandowski. I didn't want Lewandowski, honestly, but it's like, well, he's gonna beat me
93
for sure.
percent.
Yeah, Lewandowski was a good fade, but I only play one line ops. It's just, I'd rather win elsewhere. So I thought about not playing him and playing another midfielder on Kovacic, but I saw Alphonso Davies wasn't in the lineup, so I saw Lucas Hernandez probably going to play like one center back. So it's going to be Bayern attacking. So, well, Lucas probably going to be crossing. It's going to be a and it was okay. I mean, for 8 points, wasn't bad output, but obviously when Rudiger has 20 points, that was a great play.
Yeah, I was amazed that so Musiala was 48% in cash games because
He
I
was
was
just
wondering
4,100. I thought about him. In fact, if I could get him, I think
why
we
was
would have.
Loftus-Cheek 4% though? I just didn't understand why like you had Loftus-Cheek playing on the wing and Musiala who I don't know, it's not like you look at
Obviously,
his
it's
game.
a matchup, right? It's like
You
you
look at
have
his game log
Loftus-Cheek.
though, and he doesn't like the other guys score. He's not really a goal scorer or anything. He doesn't really make the score sheet that much. So I was kind of
True.
surprised by that.
True. I was surprised. I mean, Goretzka was low on by how usual he scores. So, I mean, I think that as a price point, like people say things like, oh, Bayern's gonna kill Villarreal. So maybe he for that money he can get 6 points and some upside. So.
Yeah, I guess I mean yeah, people just look at the odds and they just base everything off that. I mean, without that Lewandowski goal, I already had a pretty good day, but it could have been maybe a little better.
Yeah, Lewandowski goal killed me because we have Müller, the Müller assist is like that combo like killed me. Then Rudiger 20 points, thank you. So, if I have Rudiger, I would probably gonna be more or less the same points you have, I think. I'm not sure. The difference between Rudiger and Lucas was like 13 points, so.
Yeah. I mean, I was at 126, and you're eight behind me. So,
Yeah, I just got lucky. I got lucky with the Kovacic assist, so. I play the revenge game card. Say fuck it,
yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to understand. I mean, we're getting pretty deep into here. I was just trying to understand why like Mason Mount was 42%, and like he had Kimmich there at 77% for 500 more. And I don't know. It's just like
That's odd.
it
That's
just
odd.
seems like I don't know. I know Bayern Munich were bigger favorites, but it just I don't
So
it.
Kimmich only 77. I'm surprised Kimmich only 77, but
Yeah, well, it's because 93 were on Lewandowski.
yeah.
It's just these percentages are just sometimes like impossible to project here. But I mean, today it worked in my favor, obviously. So I
It's
guess
good. Like
whatever.
I think sometimes it's good to think out of the box. I mean, this particular slate we're discussing, there's nothing to think out of the box. Just it's whatever you get lucky, like whoever scores, you win. But in the other one, I mean, we talk about it. I mean, in my viewpoint, I should have been less safe playing Coman, Lewandowski, and go for Lewandowski and Timo Werner. So I thought Timo Werner would do well because that side of Real Madrid is a disaster, and they have been. So,
Yeah, my Mount Werner lineup did not have Rüdiger. That was my issue.
yeah, that's sad. And then Mount did pretty well. I mean, better than I expected. I know he will do well, but I would have never seen, would have never thought that he would have beaten Kimmich with raw
Yeah.
points. You know, take the goals away. Still, I think even base like floor points, he still did better. It's
Yeah,
just
so if
amazing. I
we
mean, like Villarreal is seriously a very frustrating team. Like he didn't let shots go, so they didn't.
Yeah, but if we want to try to project like percentages from just because of, from yesterday's slate or Tuesday's slate, so you know everyone just automatically like they looked at the odds went Bayern Munich. So if we look at the odds again, Liverpool 2.5 implied goal total, like there's a chance like Salah is going to be popular in cash games, just like looking at his
Salah.
goal odds.
Yeah, I think in cash games, Mahrez is going to be more popular than Salah, but in GPP, Salah might beat Mahrez. So I think, I mean,
I'm off
overall,
both, so.
yeah. Hey, go have a Liverpool stack. Enjoy. So.
No, I'm gonna stack Atletico. That's I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that for like the $10. I'm gonna burn those $10 somewhere.
Oblak, captain in showdown for sure. Let's do that.
Let's go.
All
Yeah, I'm not
right.
sure if I ever gonna. I mean, I'm not sure I'm gonna play anything. Maybe I play the Liverpool Benfica showdown. I mean, don't want to root
Yeah.
against Kevin De Bruyne. So I know.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Luis, that's all
All
we
right,
can
man.
do on
I mean, it's
this
like, is
two-game
there
slate.
nothing we can do, you know? And then it's like, you know, we'll see when the Liverpool Villarreal match and, you know, Man City Real Madrid. God. Yeah.
Luis, so thanks for joining me as usual. This is the end of quarterfinals, so next time we'll be talking, we'll have semifinals. I think that's
Yeah, hopefully they do
27th, I
one
want to
game
say.
after each other, right? Hopefully they do one game one day and do one game the other day. I mean,
Right,
we
instead
might
of
have
the
to do
Tuesday,
showdown.
Wednesday.
So I had never done a showdown strategy, so we could definitely talk about it.
Yeah, we'll see what the schedule brings. That will be 2 weeks from now. But Luis at Peche Goal on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. Thanks for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe, all that good stuff. This has been Champions League quarterfinal talk. Me and Luis. I mean, if you look at the numbers here, I finished first. Luis finished fifth in the just like a simple single entry double up. So I mean, that's what we're giving to the people. This is a free show. You can
Yeah.
listen to this for free. That's what we're doing right here. So hopefully you're taking advantage of
Yeah, come on,
that.
guys, come and play. You
But.
know, come and play. Throw $5 here and there. We
Hey,
need you.
I did see pew pew pew. So Canada is not
Yeah.
is still playing. So
His
there you go.
bag is working with a VPN. We'll see.
Yeah,
All
that could be it too. All right,
right,
Luis, thanks
man.
for joining me. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everybody.